Welcome to Vermont Public Radio's Eye on the Night Sky podcast, produced in collaboration with the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium.
I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Friday, September 28th. We've been reaping a bounty of details on the Harvest Moon this week, but if you want to continue to track the moon into early next week, you will enjoy some delightful celestial arrangements. The moon rises at 7:15 this evening, and will be due east at 10 o'clock. As we've learned this week, the moon will be progressing to the east, which means tomorrow night it'll be to the right, and a little higher than the faint cluster of stars called the Seven Sisters, or the Pleiades. The moon is not full, but it is still large, making the actual viewing of the Seven Sisters a bit more difficult. By Sunday night, September closes with the moon on the other side of the Seven Sisters, again the result of its orbit around the Earth. At that point, the moon is above the red star Aldebaran, the red eye of Taurus the Bull. Also prominent, well left of the moon, is the bright star Capella in the northeast. Early next week, the moon rises after 10 o'clock on Tuesday, but when it rises, it will be to the left of the planet Mars, brightening nicely this fall. Next week, astronomy for early risers on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio, and is made possible by a grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.
Thanks for checking out Eye on the Night Sky from Vermont Public Radio. Every weekday at noon, VPR's Vermont Edition goes behind the news and dives into what makes this region unique. Make it your source. Learn more at vpr.net.